This Tuesday is shaping up to be like a Monday because we can't find our next guest either. However, we think, and you'll be the first, well, you'll be the second to know because hopefully they'll tell me first. But we did connect with our first guest, and now we'll make him our second guest, the one and only Nolan Findlay. And I gave you the whole introduction, but you know him as the editorial page editor for the Detroit News, co-author of the Civility Book, et cetera, et cetera. I'm glad you're okay, Nolan. We worry about you when we can't get you.
Well, I apologize again, Paul. I don't know whether I'm coming or going some days, and I just lost track.
Well, you're busy. You've got new owners. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Lots going on, isn't there?
Is it going?
But I'm always glad to be able to talk with you, Paul.
Well, we appreciate that. Is it going well? Is it going okay?
It really is.
I mean, these are people that have been around a long time, USA Today, and it's all good. We still have two separate newspapers, which is a lot more than many cities our size and bigger and smaller can even say. So that's good. All right. Couple of things. This is not on the list to talk about, but I saw it in the news today. And I'm not taking a stand on whether I should have a facility in Romulus or not. I have my own strong feelings. Doesn't matter. I don't live there, and I appreciate the people who live there have strong feelings. But when you have the Attorney General having one of the reasons that it shouldn't be built or it shouldn't be housed in this building, they've already spent 34 or 43, whatever, millions of dollars for it, and they talk about money for the community and all that's jobs. When you say this is one of the reasons or several reasons listed, and one of them is it's too close to schools. Well, I want to ask the madam, what does that mean, too close to schools? If ICE isn't doing a good job arresting bad people because it's ICE that's bad, Madam Attorney General, then why would you be worried about those not bad people who are wrongly arrested by ICE being anywhere near a school?
Alan,
see,
you know,
it's the hypocrisy that drives me crazy, and they get away with every day.
And this knee-jerk notion that everything ICE does is bad, and everybody it arrests is a victim. We just saw again this past week, we had another college, American
in Chicago,
college,
in Chicago,
in
right?
Chicago, killed by a guy who should not have been in this country, and that's the sort of folks that I hope ICE is focused on, and that the Attorney General of Michigan should be helping round up. Instead, we've tagged every illegal immigrant as a victim and put them in this protected status category. I mean, ICE is doing an important job. Do they sometimes get it wrong? Yes, and they've, you know, I believe this new director of Homeland Security is going to fix that. But
I do too.
This is an essential agency for protecting America. And we've seen that over and over and over, that all those folks who just sauntered over the border over the last 4 years or the previous 4 years have caused a great deal of grief in this country. And that has stopped. And you've got to credit ICE and Border Control and President Trump for the fact that we're not sitting here on our TVs all day long watching a steady stream of people enter the country completely unmolested.
Which now makes us have to worry about these sleeper cells that were sent in by Iran, for example,
and
do not mean to live the American dream. They mean to destroy the American dream and the American people. That I don't think we have to say that again. My audience understands that completely.
Yeah.
Couple of quick things. The voting by mail, the Supreme Court, and of course now we have out with this left-leaning piece that says the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections confirming that President Trump voted by mail ballot. That should be against the law. Yeah. Maybe it is. They should not be talking about how anyone voted or anything about people.
Yeah.
But let's not let them get away with that Democrat Palm Beach County area. I'm all for, you know, it used to be that I think voting by mail is very, very good when it's for elderly people who can't get to the polls easily, for the disabled or physically challenged that can't get to the polls easily, and those who are traveling on vacation or living away from home. That's what mail-in was supposed to be. People saying they can't get to the polls to vote because it's raining or whatever their reason they give really upsets me, considering the people who died for Americans to have the right to cast their ballot and exercise their franchise. It really upsets me.
There should be, it should require some effort and some commitment to participate in a democracy. I mean, we shouldn't be taking ballots and knocking on the doors of people who could care less and saying, hey, can't fill in this ballot. All of these more lenient rules that the Democrats put in place during the Biden administration, and in Michigan when they had Democrats had full control of the legislature, the goal was to increase Democratic turnout, and by any means necessary. And I feel like some tightening up of the rules is necessary. I think the ballot proposal that's now being circulated for signatures requiring proof of citizenship is an essential change that needs to happen. And the Democrats will say, well, we've only had a few incidents of non-citizens voting. Well, a few is too many.
One is too many. And then they keep saying this. I don't know who Representative Andre Carson is, but just another simple-minded idiot, I'm sure Democrat. The SAVE Act has nothing to do with keeping elections safe. Instead, it has everything to do with preventing communities of color and women from easily voting. A guy, an old friend who used to work here, John Gallagher, wrote, they don't realize that this talking point that they keep repeating makes them sound stupid. They think women and minorities are so below them that they can't possibly get an ID? Precisely.
And you have Schumer out there saying this will be a catastrophe to require voter ID. Something like 83% of Americans support voter ID, and the Democrats think it'll end in democracy, or pretending they think that. How many times a week, Paul, do you show your ID?
For everything. I mean, you buy cold pills now. If you buy two or three different cold pills, you got to show your ID at CVS. Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to help shovel snow in New York City, you needed to show two IDs for the communist.
So Democrats are worried that legitimate voters are going to be shut out. Then propose some safeguards. Make provisions for a universal ID that people could apply for if they don't have a driver's license. But we don't see people, not being able to buy a drink in a bar, you know, because, they can't get an ID. You want a drink bad enough, you go out and get an ID, right?
Right.
And, you know, you want to vote bad enough, you go out and get yourself an ID.
Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor for the Detroit News. We have to go, but I'm glad we got you, and I'm glad you're okay. We'll talk again soon, Nolan.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We continue in focus on WJR.